Did you hear what I said? And ye shall receive what? The gift. A gift you don't have to do anything to earn. You just receive. And ye shall receive the gift. Now, how, if I offer you a gift of where it may be money or a vehicle or some appliance or a house or something, and you turn it down, how do you think that would cope with me? How do you think I would respond to that? How I would feel? I wouldn't be too happy with it. I just offer them a house and they say, I ain't gonna take that. I just offer them a car, I ain't gonna take that. I just offer them a piece of appliance, you know, maybe a washing machine or dryer or something. No, I don't want that. Now think about how you've been treating God. He offered you a gift. Blood bought. Jesus shed his blood, died and went to hell, rose again from the dead, took a seat at the right hand of God, and sent his gift to us. And we, many, have turned him down. Huh? You know, God is way more patient than I am, and I'm following in his track hard as I can, and close as I can. You do not have to tarry. Listen to this. You do not have to tarry, beg, bawl, and even squall. He's a gift from the Father to you. What is a gift to you? All you have to do, what is a gift to you? All you have to do is receive. What is a gift? What is a gift to you? All you have to do is receive. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to beg for it. You don't have to wait for it. Huh? Come on. Have you ever had anybody walk up to you and offer you a gift? Then they say, here's a gift for you, but you got to wait. They didn't say that. No, they didn't. Now, know that it is yours and you gladly receive it. We can see from the scripture that we have gone over. I trust you've been listening to the scripture that I've gone over. From the day of Pentecost, they have never waited or tarried. They just told them about the gift when they were born again. And then they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. You can go to Samaria. You can go to Cornelius' house. You can go to Ephesus, and you can go to any of those scripture. You never, all those scripture I call and others, that people were filled with the Holy Ghost where it was recorded. You'll never find in there where they said you have to wait a few days and then after a while you'll be ready. No, they laid their hand on Paul at Ephesus. He laid his hand, he told them about Jesus. And they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then he laid his hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost and started speaking with tongues. Am I right? Do I need to turn that and read it again? He laid his hands on them. If Paul can lay his hands on people and they receive the Holy Ghost, why can't we in our generation? You mean Paul the only one had that right? And at Cornelius' house, Peter didn't even get the opportunity to lay his hands on him. Before he got through preaching, they were talking in tongues. Come on. Acts 46. They heard them speak with other tongues. Acts 8:46. 10:46, let me get it right. For they heard them speak with tongue and magnify God. Hello? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They either received the baptism of the Holy Spirit while they were preaching, or they received when the hands were laid on them. So for us to be on safe ground, we need to follow the pattern of the New Testament. We don't need to be following something you heard somebody else say or something you saw somebody else do. To be on safe ground, what we need to go to the Acts of the Apostles and follow them, what they did. But that's when the Holy Spirit came. Am I right? Y'all in the house or y'all listening somewhere? So instead of just running around following anything and getting no results, and our lives are being filled with more frustration, more problem, more sickness, more disease, more runaway children, more broken up home, broken home, more broken dream, more stuff. And then you don't know what to do. You want somebody else to pray you out of your trouble. But if you're full of the Holy Ghost, pray yourself through. And help somebody else get saved. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. When you get outside of the scripture, you will get into error. And where Satan can twist the truth and lead people wrong and form a doctrine of teaching that is not Christ. And that's what he's done. And people follow it hard too. And people even had the audacity to say that speaking in tongues is of the devil. I know you heard it. Whole groups in certain locations said that and put it in the paper. Headline. They put it out there. I can call the name because they put it in the paper anyway. And said it's speaking of the tongue business of the devil. And that'll hinder folks. Because those who are full of the Holy Ghost should have enough backbone to stand up and tell the truth so people can receive this blessing from God. Beside the new birth, this is the greatest gift you can receive. Did you hear what I said? He's the best friend you'll ever have. Now, I can be your friend, but I have to leave you from time to time. Am I right? But my wife ain't going to let me stay with you all the time. She wants some of my time. But he'll never leave you. Come on now. I don't care where you go. He'll never leave you. He'll be with you. I don't care what trouble you get in. He won't disown you. He'll be there to help you. Hallelujah. Can't you see what the devil is trying to do? Make you doubt this? Trying to keep you out of it. See, if you doubt, you'll stay out. But if you get in faith, you can get in. Woo! We do not need to be following doubtful people, people that are full of doubt and unbelief. We need to separate ourselves from them. They are not contributing anything to your life or your success. They are hinder to you. And they need to be eliminated. You don't need to be fellowshipping with them. You need to pray for them. Yeah, you need to witness to them. But if they don't want nothing, you need to go on down the road. Say, next. Because you're wasting your time. Hallelujah. I say, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.